This is The State of Things. I'm Frank Stachow. Some whimsical small talk at a baggage claim last summer has turned into a new musical collaboration by three Asheville musicians, the three Davids, in fact. They include four-time Grammy winner David Holt on guitar, mouth, bow, and snare drum, and singer-songwriters David Lamott and David Wilcox. The three Davids will play Saturday at the Cary Arts Center at 8 o'clock, but first they join me from partner station WCQS in Asheville to give us a sneak preview. Three Davids, thanks for being here.
Our pleasure.
Yeah, love it.
Thanks, Frank.
Two, three, got them all. Okay, David Lamott, let me start with you. Where did this idea come from?
Yeah, well, we were flying into town, David Holt and I, on the little puddle jumper from Atlanta to Asheville, and I spotted his distinctive hat on the plane, and I said, hey, when we got to town, we were waiting by the baggage claim and watching for our bags to come. And I said to David Holt, you know, it's a good thing David Wilcox wasn't on that plane, because if all three of us were in one place, it'd be dangerous. You know, if the plane went down, Asheville would be bereft of its David songwriters. And he chuckled and smiled and looked over at me and he said, you know, we should do that show.
And here we are.
And here we are. Well, David Wilcox, each of you have three different musical styles in some ways. I mean, you've got your own style, certainly, and you're all playing together, but you're not doing it in round robin. Tell us how it's going to play out.
Well, we've spent a lot of time working with each other's music, and we love the additions that we make, the harmonies and the interesting percussion and adding little spice. So it's really fun playing together.
David Holt, how much did you guys know each other or play around together before this link up?
Oh, we've known each other for a long time. David Wilcox and I go way back there. So, we hadn't really played together much, though. This was the novel idea. And we thought the public might like it, too. They did. We did it here in Asheville and had a full house, so that was fun.
Well, let's see how we like it. Would you play a song?
Okay.
Play a song right now? Good.
Yeah, sure. This is a song I wrote called The Drover Song. We're doing all original music in this show. And the Drovers were guys who drove animals from here to Charleston back in the 1850s, about 1800 to 1850. And I wanted to write a song about that. I'm using a mouth bow and the rest of the guys, something like this. Well, it takes 3 months on the drover's road to get these hogs to market. Oh, I'll come back with a wagon load and a few coins in my pocket. Trading hogs for china dishes, coffee, guns, and salted fishes. I may never know what rich is. All I do is barter. Now, drover's work is never done. Going or he's coming, I'll drive these hogs with our trucks and 10,000 hooves of drumming. Trading hogs for china dishes, coffee, guns, and salted fishes. I may never know what rich is. All I do is barter. Well, we turn our corn into sour mash, from sour mash to whiskey. It'll keep us warm on a winter's night and make our lovin' frisky. Trading hogs for china dishes, coffee, guns, and salted fishes. I may never know what rich is. All I do is barter. Trading hogs for china dishes, coffee, guns, and salted fishes. I may never know what rich is. All I do is barter.
The three Davids, David Holt, David Lamott, and David Wilcox, are going to be playing Saturday at Cary Arts Center at 8 o'clock. But first, they're here with us on The State of Things. And I wonder about that. David Holt, you know, you've played in lots of different groups and formations and also solo. Mm-hmm. When you come together as a group, I mean, do you have to really sort of become a different artist when you collaborate? Is it different than, you know, just being on stage as a solo performer?
Yeah, for me, this is really different because I'm used to doing, you know, traditional mountain music, although over the years, over the last 45 years, I've written lots of songs. And so it's fun for me to be able to do the original songs and hear these guys doing theirs. And
it just makes for, you know, you never know what's coming up next for us or for the audience. It's really, really fun.
David Wilcox, what's it like for you? How are those rehearsals going?
I love it a lot. And it's fun seeing how we've all come to music for our own reasons. It feels to me like I just wanted to get my sanity. I had this oasis of joy in music, and I wanted to feel that in all the relationships in my life. And I come to music wanting to learn how to do that.
Did it work? It worked.
I have become a better citizen and a better partner and a better father. And, it's just really good to know my heart by showing up to the empty page and the quiet room to write as if I'm asking, what's next? What's my heart yearning for? And I love how, you know, as you'll, I'm sure, talk to David Lamotte about his vision for taking music and his speaking into the world to talk to people about where they're conflicted, where they're not at peace, and finding a way to bring peace to all kinds of situations. His is a big vision. Mine, I just wanted to get sane.
Pick up a couple of bucks, you know. It's what musicians do. But what David Lamotte, talk a little bit more about that, because you have expanded your career. You now do speaking. You've done some writing. And it is about this big vision of yours. Maybe you can describe it for us.
Yeah, I guess it's a big vision made up of lots of little visions. I think we sometimes defeat ourselves by thinking that the big problems are not anything we can have impact on because they are so big, when in fact it's really a matter of chipping away. The large changes are always made up of millions of small ones. And so I'm trying to reawaken people to the fact that powerlessness is a myth. It's a powerful and pervasive myth, but it's really not true.
The journey of 10,000 miles begins with the first step.
There you go.
Yep. And would you play another song for us before I start spouting any more of this Dallas?
Certainly. Here's a song of second chances and true love. Well, I don't look all that ragged for all the time it's been. But I'm weakened underneath me where my frame is rusted thin. And this year's state inspection, I just barely passed. Won't you drive me across the country, for this year could be my last.
I'm that tail-thin road locomotive from the days of cheap gasoline. I'm for sale by the side of the road going nowhere. Rusty old American dream.
I rolled off the line in Detroit back in 1958. Spent 3 days in the showroom, that's all I had to weigh. I've been good to all who own me, so have no fear. Come on, boy, put your money down and get me out of here.
I'm that tail-thin road locomotive from the days of cheap gasoline. I'm for sale by the side of the road going nowhere. Rusty old American dream.
Now this car needs a young man to own him. One who will polish the chrome. And I will give you the rest of my lifetime. But don't let me die here alone. Just jump me some juice to my battery. Give that old starter a spin. Hear me whir, sputter, backfire through the carburetor and roar into life once again.
I'm that tail-thin road locomotive. You can polish my chrome so clean. We can ride off into the sunset together. Rusty old American dream. Still riding. Rusty old American dream.
Old American Dream, the three Davids, David Hold on snare drum, David Lamont on tambourine and vocals, David Wilcox on guitar and vocals. They're going to be at the Cary Arts Center at 8 o'clock on Saturday. They're in Asheville right now, and I want to just take my hat off right now to the crew at WCQS for a very fine mix down here. It just sounds great, so thank you, Dick Cole and Lee Wilshire and all the folks up there, because you're sounding great down here and to the rest of the world.
We love our NPR station up here. It's a great station.
Yeah, and Dick and Lee are giving you a thumbs up thank you through the window here.
It's good stuff. Well, talk about that, because we've talked, David Hold, I'll ask you this question. Mm-hmm. We've talked about some of the differences and how you bring them together, but is there some sort of essential thing about doing music in a place like Western North Carolina that you all bring, that you either sort of, that you drink in from performing there, or that attracted you to the place, some essential sound or quality in music, in the mountains of Western North Carolina that unites you, whether you knew each other or not?
I think there is. This town is a musical town, has been for hundreds of years, actually. I came here for the old mountain music, and there was a ton of that. But there's always been professional and great musicians, and many, interestingly, many sort of home musicians who are as good as anybody in the country, but they just don't go out and play.
That's a huge
thing.
Amen.
Yeah.
I've loved that it's not an industry, not a music industry town. So the people who come here want, they want their music to branch out and reach heights, but they mostly want it to dig roots and have it be sustainable.
And now we've got all these young people who are just, filling up the town with musicians.
Yeah.
It's great. It's really there's a lively scene here. It's really wonderful.
Well, when I talk to musicians in the Triangle and elsewhere in North Carolina, one of the things they say is that good musicians don't have to go anywhere to perform and to feel comfortable. Two things are true to make that true. Number one, people want to be here. So, unlike going to L.A. or New York where you've got to make a career for yourself, you may not want to live there, but that's where you got to go. This is a place where people want to live, A, and B, you can kind of make a living at it if you're nearly good, because people support the music all across the state. I mean, any truth to that?
Yeah, making not just a living but a life. And I love that the place sustains the kind of vision and community of people who choose to be here, and the music reflects that.
But I wouldn't want people to get the idea that you could just make a living playing music here. There's so many musicians, it's kind of hard. You still have to travel, but there's a lot of inspiration here, that's for sure.
Well, and even if it's not a full-time living, you can at least get yourself some gigs, and if you have a day job, it's not a bad place to have a day job.
Yeah, there are lots of places to play.
Amen.
Yeah.
So what about this collaboration? You see it going forward? You're going to continue this? Records?
We do have some more leads on some more gigs, and it would be fun to sing each other's songs and write songs just for this combination, because there's some things about this that I think really would make for some fascinating collaboration. Yeah,
we really are having a whole lot of fun with this, and I think we're going to do plenty more of it. On the other hand, we are staying pretty busy with our other projects that we're all three doing, so we don't get to intersect all the time. So the show in Cary tomorrow night is going to be a pretty special opportunity.
Yeah, they're all pretty special shows for us, aren't they? We had a big house at Dinah Wortham Theater last year. We're coming back there on February 20th, so with a whole new set of songs. So our intent is to deliver a whole show of different songs the next year. We'll take that show on the road. So hopefully that will work out.
You may have said this already, but these will be original songs from each of you. But there's no collaborative. None of the songs are songs that you have written together.
That will be next time.
Not yet. That's on our that's on the burner. For
sure. We're all on the road so much. It's kind of hard to do that, but we're going to do that.
All right. Well, that sounds great. I've got time for one more song, but first I want to thank you, my guests, the three Davids, David Holt, David Labatt, and David Wilcox. They join me from partner station WCQS in Asheville. They're going to be playing Saturday at the Cary Arts Center, 8 o'clock. You can find out more information about the show at our website, stateofthings.org. Our program is produced by Laura Lee, Anita Rao, Hadi Mawagdi, and Will Michaels. Robin Copley is our technical director. WCQS staff Dick Cole and Lee Wilshire helped us out today. Andrew Tye's our intern. Brent Wolf is WUNC's news director. North Carolina Public Radio is a broadcast service of the University of North Carolina, Chapel Hill. I'm Frank Stacio. Once again, the three Davids.
Thanks a lot for having us, Frank.
One, two, three. Open. open wide and taste the light. Falling from the stars tonight. This cannot be quantified. Open wide and taste the light. Lay your cheek against the song. Let it hold you firm and strong. Ringing like a carillon. Lay your cheek against the song. Drink the notes like drops of wine. Warming spirit, slowing time. Winding like an arbor vine. Drink the notes like drops of wine. Standing in this circle here. Kindred spirits gathered near. On my cheek a sacred tear. Standing in this circle here. Taste the light. Falling from the stars tonight. This cannot be quantified. Open wide and taste the light.